Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Yes, sir. We are back with another episode of the WNBA Gambling Podcast. You know the voice. You know it's me. It's your guy, Really Real, Villain Real, Terrell Furman Jr. And I have my co-host with me, Scott Studio Reichel. Scott, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, nothing much. Doing well. Nice to be back on the show. It's pretty fun as the final couple games of the WNBA regular season are winding down. So a lot of these games are significantly meaningful, and the two games tonight should matter a lot because one loss could potentially spell the end of playoff hopes for a couple of teams tonight. So it should be pretty interesting. Should be some competitive games. Looking forward to breaking them down.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is going to be a quickie. I'm looking to get right into it. But before we talk about it, WinBet, $100, get a $100 free bet for all new customers. And if you're betting baseball, it's the best place to play reduced juice. Look, you get the same bet as anybody else, but you're getting a better price than anybody else. Why would you not take that? So much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to get your free bet today. All subject change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 20 or older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Look, it's a place where you can go and compare odds on all major sports books to make sure you're getting the best odds. So you can just look and look wherever at whatever book you want. But if you want MLB best odds, then it's at WinBet because they got those reduced juice. But you can still compare and see how much better odds you're getting than anywhere else at Odds Trader. And you can sign up, get different sign-up codes, different promotion codes, all of that on Odds Trader. They have handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scoring, bet tracking, player statistics, key game statistics, projected game day weather, and a bet tracker just to make sure that you can keep up with how well or poorly, but hopefully as well that you're doing. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader, the number one site for your game day bets. Go to OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. All right, Scott, let's go ahead and get into this slate. We have the New York Liberty going to play the Dallas Wings. This is the second game of a back-to-back stretch. Dallas won the first game. What was the score of that game?
Oh, they won 86-77.
Yeah, 86-77. Lines pretty much stayed the exact same as where it was that game. We got 4.5 for Dallas, 163.5 on the total. Ticked up 1 inch from 162.5. Injury report, Arike Ogunbowale is out for this game, the rest of the season, and probably the first round of the playoffs. And we have Natasha Howard, who was questionable with that ankle injury she suffered on Saturday. Essentially the same predicament. You may have Natasha Howard play in this game. This is a big game for the Liberty. Do they get it done?
Well, we know that if the Liberty lose this game, I'm not going to say they're officially out of it because they do have back-to-back games against the Dream to end the season. But if they lose today, I'd say their chances are slim to none to make the playoffs. So it's a must-win game for New York as far as I'm concerned. As for Dallas, I'm not really sure what the game means to them besides some potential seeding, but since they beat the Liberty in their last game, that means that they officially clinched a playoff spot. So the Wings might be a little bit hungover after celebrating for making the playoffs. And the way that I see it in this one, I'm actually going to go with the Liberty. I think that even though the Wings are the better team right now, I do question the level of focus for any team that goes on a pretty decent run for the last week and change and makes the playoffs and now plays its first game where suddenly their backs are not against the wall. I think that the Wings might come out flat. We saw the Liberty hang around. They were actually leading after three quarters in the last game. Then Dallas completely blew them out in the fourth quarter. I actually had money on Dallas in the last game, which worked out well for me. But the way that I see it, the issue New York still runs into, they really don't have any support system for Ionescu right now. Johannes scored 19 off the bench. Ionescu scored 32. Nobody else scored more than 5 points, which is ridiculous. And I feel like the Liberty just need one player to step up as the third option. I mean, Joanna stepped up, so props to her to be the second option. But we're going to see what happens. I still question the level of focus Dallas is going to have. And I think it's a prime candidate for a letdown spot. So for me, I'm going to go with the Liberty. I think they'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you, Liberty, here. And just the fact that Dallas is going to be trying to put together some type of offense without Arike in that lineup now. So they're probably going to be, because it's not too many times that they played without her. And so I think that this is going to be a little bit of a test game. Like, all right, let's see how we do with this. We got this starting lineup. Let's see how our rotations can get. Who do I need to have off the bench and from the starting lineup and the rotation at the exact same time? How does this do? I think there's going to be a little bit of questioning there and just trying to put it all together, because you are still, you're in the playoffs now and you're not going to have her for the first round of playoffs. And you want to somehow try to be able to go out and get a win and get her back the next round. So I think that this is a testing period for Dallas. New York's going to come in locked in. They know they can't lose another one. It's basically you got to win and get yourself in. I'll take New York here, plus the 4.5 on the money line. And I think this is an under game as well. I think that Dallas offense takes a little bit, some step back, and New York just doesn't give up that game how they gave it up last time.
I have to go with the under as well. The way that I see it, both teams actually shot the ball pretty well from three. New York shot roughly 37%, and Dallas shot 36%. Both teams shot over 43% from the floor. Dallas shot 48.5%. But the game really slowed down in particularly the fourth quarter. And I do think with the immediate rematch, you're going to see a better defensive effort for both teams. Ionescu shot the lights out for the Liberty last game. I'm not sure she's going to do the same. Same thing with Johannes, who I believe had like 16 points in the first half, I think. And she was absolutely cooking.
Yeah, she was going crazy.
So I'm going to go with the under. I think in a game that the Liberty need to have, in a game that you're looking at for the Wings potentially coming out flat because of the now lack of motivation compared to the last couple games, I do think you'll end up seeing a lower scoring game. I'll go with the under.
All right. I like it. Next game on the slate, we have the Minnesota Lynx traveling to play the Phoenix Mercury. Lynx are laying 4-164 on the total, half a tick up from 163.5. Injury report, and this is relatively big. Aria Powers is questionable for the Lynx. And
shout out to Collier being back, though.
Yeah, shout out to Collier being back. And we didn't touch on that last time, but she wasn't on the injury report. I think we were talking about a Lynx game, and I said, yeah, the Lynx injury report is clean. And it's because I'm so used to just being like, all right, well, Collier's out for a while. But no, shout out to her for definitely coming back right before and trying to make a push for the playoffs.
3 months.
And Diana, yeah.
Had a kid and then came back 3 months later.
Women are strong, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But for the Phoenix Mercury, Diane Taurasi is out for the rest of the season with a quadricep injury. And so, I mean, it's been the Skylar Diggins show. Yeah, it's been the Skylar Diggins Smith show for the entire season. Can she get it done and beat this Lynx team that is fighting for a playoff spot too?
I find this game extremely tricky to predict because it makes sense Minnesota's favorite. Minnesota has been a team that has not been particularly good on the road. But if you're looking at the recent performances, Minnesota has won 3 of 4. They beat the Dream by 10, lost to the Storm. That happens. They beat the Sparks on the road by 7 and beat the Dream by 7. And you're looking at the Mercury. I'm still not sure how the Liberty lost that game to the Mercury, but besides that, the Mercury have been pretty underwhelming. They've lost 3 of 4, and they lost 3 of those 4 games by at least 13 points. So as much as I want to make a case for the Mercury because they're a good home team, I don't think I can. I think I'm going to go with the Lynx because the Lynx are still technically, keyword technically, alive for a playoff spot. I think Collier being back will provide at least an emotional boost for this team. But if you look at the head-to-heads this season, Minnesota has just absolutely owned this team. They've played 3 times. Minnesota's won each meeting by at least 12. Now, the last meeting did go to double overtime, and Minnesota won by 11. But that was the first game after the All-Star break, I believe. So now both teams are heading opposite directions as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to overreact to Phoenix's win against the Liberty. I don't think this team is very good. I'm going to take Minnesota -3.5.
Yeah, I we're on the same side here because I just this Liberty team already been short. Yeah, they already been short for just in that rotation and how they play those players, and now you lose Diane Taurasi, and Daniel Smith has been outstanding the entire season. And a testament to them even being in this hunt is what she's been able to just force and will through. But this just feels like everything points to Minnesota here. Four is a little bit much, but I'm just going to back this Minnesota team that's been dominating this Mercury team. This is the win that they need. All those other wins don't matter if you lose this game right here. You're fighting for a playoff spot. And like you alluded at the top of the show, for the Liberty, for Phoenix, for Minnesota, if you lose this game, you are effectively out. The path becomes so much harder. So I know both teams are going to fight for it. If Ariel Powers is going, I just like the depth a lot more of Minnesota. And I think that's ultimately where the handicap is going to be. If Ariel Powers is playing, I'm on Minnesota. If Ariel Powers is not playing, then I am on the Mercury.
And that would be enough for me. Official reports, it still hasn't fully updated, but it says she's out according to RotoWire, but the last thing that it says is Sunday, so maybe they changed their mind last minute because it's a must-win game. I'm not sure how effective Powers would be anyway because it's a knee issue, which is concerning, but according to this, it's only soreness, so it's not like she tore anything. It just seems like she might just have a little
maintaining, like maintain and make sure she's good. If she can play, I like that Minnesota team. I just think it's too many options at that point. So
yeah, I want to make a case because I understand that the Mercury have been very good at home, and I questioned if Taurasi was actually a good teammate for a decent portion of the year, but she was actually playing well for the last month, and then now she's hurt. I just think that she's too impactful to this team that I think they're going to struggle without her.
Yeah. All right. All right. Before we get to a quick lock and dog segment, make sure you tap into Run Your Pool. They are the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. They have different game types that they offer you, from Pick'em to Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for all your sports gaming with customizable features that you just don't get anywhere else. We teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. Free to enter and some amazing prizes to go with it. Hop in to reserve your spot over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. And Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform with millions and millions of followers around the world. NFL season is around the corner, and Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience because they have their over-under game where you can select a player. You can select maybe like hits in baseball, maybe yardage in football, points in basketball, anything like that. Over under if that person is going to hit that number or not. And then you can win from 2 to 20 times the money you put in into the contest. And they have an awesome chat feature where you can hop into our group, sleeper.com/SGP, and you'll be able to chat with us. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get $100 match on your first deposit. Terms, conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And our Lock and Dolls segment is brought to you by IPVanish, the official VPN of SGPN. You can use it on limited devices like computer, tablet, phones, and Fire Sticks without sacrificing speed. They offer you an incredible 70% off their yearly plan to our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to ipvanish.com/SGP, use promo code SGP, and claim your 70% off savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, lock and dog time. Well, the dog is easy. The dog's going to be the Liberty on the money line. I just like backing. I told myself that I backed the dog both games, and I just hope that the Liberty was going to win the first one, and then I could pivot and back Dallas the second game. But that didn't come to fruition. I think they get it done in this one. I already said I knew they were going to go 1-1 with it versus this Dallas team. Free money tonight. I'll take that plus 150, is it?
150 or 160.
Yep. And for the lock, I mean, just do we just easily say it's Minnesota?
I mean, you said you wanted to wait for Powers. I was going to take Minnesota anyway, but
I'm going back to the Liberty game. I like that under 163.5. I think that they lock in a little bit more defensively. I'll take the under. So, yep, I'm staying in that game under 163.5 for New York, Dallas, and I'm on the Liberty money line. What's your lock and dog?
Yeah, for me, my lock's going to be Minnesota -3.5. I get the fact that Phoenix has been good at home, but when you're missing Tarazi, I think that's going to be too big of a loss to overcome. Minnesota's won 3 of 4, and Minnesota's won each of the 3 regular season meetings by at least 11 points. So Minnesota's dominated in the head-to-head. They have too much size in the interior with Fowles and company. I just think Minnesota's going to wear down Phoenix over the course of these 40 minutes, maybe get the centers or whatever Phoenix wants to call a center at this point into foul trouble. And I think Minnesota should end up living at the free throw line. Give me the Lynx -3.5.
All right. And what's your dog?
It's going to be the Liberty, obviously, at +160. Yep. I'm not as sold on the Liberty in this spot as you are, but I'm just really liking the letdown spot for Dallas here. They made their playoff push. They officially got in. The Liberty still are playing for everything. And yes, I know the Liberty without Natasha Howard have looked atrocious, which is concerning. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that Dallas takes its foot off the gas a little bit. We saw in the first quarter against Indiana, for example, over the weekend, they really just looked like they looked past their opponent. And they had to have a massive comeback in the second half. I think the Liberty will be focused enough to get the job done. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think this game's going to be close throughout. But I do think when push comes to shove, the Liberty will do enough to barely hang on and keep their playoff hopes alive. So I'm going to take the Liberty at +160.
All right. That's a quick two-gamer for you all. Scott, anything else for the people before we get up out of here?
Not really. I'm trying to think of anything to potentially recap over the last couple of days. I know that the Sparks got killed yesterday. They had some flight issues because WNBA players still fly commercial. And they had to travel, and they got in late, and Connecticut killed them. So traveling is still a concern. I remember Matoy mentioned that months ago about how he likes to fade teams in bad travel spots. That's a good example of it. So just keep that in mind. Look for some delayed flight, some bad weather every now and then, and you could make a lot of money.
Absolutely. All right. Other than that, he's at Rush Show Radio. I am at Really Real _. Make sure you subscribe to WNBA Gambling Podcast. If you're not already, there's a lot of people that are listening and not subscribed. Subscribe it. Tap in with us. Tap in. And make sure you hop into the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. And quick plug, the draft day. Draft day should be going on by the time you get this podcast. Make sure you go donate, sg.pn/donate. Daryl, really cool guy. Very tragic accident. Just trying to help him out. Other than that, I have nothing else to plug here. Nothing else to say. Nothing else to add. No idea how I'm in the podcast. So we're just going to end it like this. We are out of here.